Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Quick reminder, we'll have live coverage tonight at 8 of President Obama's Afghanistan speech. This is supposed to be a major policy address at which he will announce how many troops are coming home, how quickly, among other things, about how he's going to continue fighting the war. So President Obama's Afghanistan speech tonight at 8, live on AM 820 and 93.9 FM WNYC. Meanwhile, the Xinhua News Agency, the official Chinese government press agency, has just announced that the activist artist Ai Weiwei has been released, quote, on bail after being detained by the government since early April. We'll figure out what kind of bail he may have paid since he was never officially charged with any crime. We were actually already planning on talking about Ai Weiwei's detention and human rights in China in light of John Huntsman's announcement yesterday that he's running for the Republican presidential nomination. Huntsman was, until recently, President Obama's China ambassador, who in his final speech in that role was unusually direct in his criticism of China's human rights record. He cited Ai Weiwei, as well as Nobel Prize winner Liu Xiaobo specifically, and the detention of lawyers, artists, and other government critics spiking in China these last 6 months to levels not seen since the era of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. So joining me now to discuss the release of Ai Weiwei and the U.S. stance toward China with respect to human rights, including John Huntsman's legacy, we are joined by Phelim Kine, Asia researcher at Human Rights Watch. And we will also be joined in a minute by Josh Markle, who's an artist and organizer of a vigil here in New York tomorrow for Ai Weiwei. Meanwhile, Phelim Kine from Human Rights Watch, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning.
Quickly, remind our listeners who may not know who Ai Weiwei is.
Ai Weiwei is a internationally known artist activist, Chinese artist activist, who is the son of a famous revolutionary poet in China and is best known for contributing to the design of the famous Beijing Olympics Bird's Nest Stadium.
And what was he doing in prison?
Well, what happened is that Ai Weiwei, since August 2007, he began to become much more politicized and much more outspoken in terms of his feelings about the censorship and lack of freedom of expression in China. And he really became quite politicized by, you know, following the May 2008 massive Sichuan earthquake, by taking on the cause of the thousands of parents of children who died in school buildings in that earthquake, by trying to tally a name list of the victims and trying to give some sort of face and voice to these victims. And the fact is that these parents have been ruthlessly persecuted by the government for trying to get some type of legal redress and an investigation into why so many school buildings collapsed. So he became a spokesperson for this very marginalized and repressed community in China.
So the Xinhua News Agency says, quote, the Beijing Police Department said Wednesday that Ai Weiwei has been released on bail because of his good attitude in confessing his crimes, as well as a chronic disease he suffers from, unquote. What do you make of it?
Well, I think it's really important to remember that the circumstances of Ai Weiwei's detention. Ai Weiwei has been the victim of an enforced disappearance. He was abducted at Beijing Capital Airport on April 3rd by security agents, and he has not been charged, and he has been held incommunicado for around 80 days with no protection of due process of law, no contact with lawyers, and extremely limited contact with his family. So he is someone who is really symbolic of the absolute disregard for rule of law and for due process in China that we've seen since mid-February of this year.
Do you think he's actually free as of today?
Well, you know, all we have to go on is a very short statement from Xinhua that says that he is free. We know that foreign journalists in Beijing who have attempted to contact him as of 20 minutes ago have been unsuccessful. So the information is scant.
And this notion that he confessed to crimes, he was never officially charged with any crime. I gather there was some agreement to pay back taxes for his organization, the Beijing Fake Cultural Development Limited, I think it's called. But are you sure that his detention was for being a critic of the government, not for evading taxes?
Well, the fact is that Ai Weiwei was one of dozens of high-profile artists, human rights defenders, civil society organizers who have been targeted and swept up in this spike in repression since mid-February, which has essentially been the Chinese government's proactive assault on civil society as a reaction to what's been going on in the Middle East and North Africa since the beginning of the year. And it's extremely questionable, these allegations. Remember, they are only allegations. The Chinese government has given no hard evidence in terms of what charges or allegations are against him. It's highly coincidental and highly questionable what exactly Ai Weiwei might have done to break the law. This is a very, very, has to remember, this is an extremely politicized judiciary where it's rule by law, by the Chinese Communist Party, rather than rule of law.
And let's bring in Josh Markle, an artist and organizer of a vigil planned for here in New York tomorrow for Ai Weiwei that is supposed to be very visual with, I think, Josh, life-size cutouts?
Yes, that's what it was going to be, Brian. But I think given the events of the last hour, we're going to have to pull the plug on that because, all our signage and graphics and the message was about releasing Ai Weiwei, and, it would just look foolish, which is not to say that there isn't a lot to be said about his particular case and repression in China. It's just a sort of strategic decision about, how best to do that.
Gosh, do you think they knew that you and other artists were taking to the streets with placards in New York City?
Oh, I think that's definitely it. They heard my name and they folded,
Actually, there's an interesting tweet that we just saw from the Guggenheim Museum, which says Ai Weiwei just texted his lawyer confirming his release. So that's, from what we're seeing on Twitter, a tweet from, of all places, the Guggenheim Museum. Do you know about that connection?
I do. The Guggenheim has actually been very much out front in organizing a petition campaign on his behalf. They have gotten over 90,000 signatures, including the heads of many major art museums, on a petition, which is actually available on a website called change.org. So they've been quite out front on this, and it's not surprising to me that they'd be in the loop on this.
So Phelan Kine from Human Rights Watch, you were talking about the last 6 months being a, time of particular official repression, worst in more than a decade, perhaps sparked by fears of a possible Jasmine Revolution-style pro-democracy movement following on the Arab Spring. Former Ambassador John Huntsman, who we mentioned, was very tough on China for its human rights record, particularly in his final speech as ambassador in April. Now, after mentioning Ai Weiwei and Nobel Peace Prize winner from last year, Liu Xiaobo by name, he said this.
The United States will never stop supporting human rights because we believe in the fundamental struggle for human dignity and justice wherever it may occur. We do so not because we oppose China, but on the contrary, because we value our relationship.
So, Phelan Kine from Human Rights Watch, do you hear that as particularly tough language? It sounds like a basic statement of American values, plus a nod to the Chinese on valuing the relationship, and yet this is being written up by CNN and others as unusually direct language.
Yeah, the fact is that John Huntsman, to his credit, really was responsible for putting human rights back into the China-U.S. Relationship. And he went, well beyond the usual template statements that are basically aimed at the government. And to his credit, he made he went to great lengths to actually recognize and to reach out to Chinese activists and to the, the human rights defenders and civil society organizers who were under attack, which to a certain extent provided them air cover. So he actually went a long way to really putting human rights back on the agenda in a way that had not been for a while.
Is that an Obama decision channeled through his ambassador? They may wind up running against each other in the presidential election next year.
It could well have been. But the fact is, if you look at John Huntsman's record and his career as a diplomat, he is on the record throughout his career for being vocally outspoken in defense of universal human rights and freedoms.
Josh Markle, do you think that Ai Weiwei will speak out about his detention, or do you think the government has sufficiently scared him into silence?
Well, it would be surprising to me if he backed off, because Ai has never backed off in his life thus far. He may find a cryptic way of saying it, or a particularly humorous and coded way of saying it, but I have little doubt that he will address this question.
What's the go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if I could address what you were just saying about the comments of Huntsman and the stance of the U.S. government.
Sure.
I compare, in my mind, the measures, for instance, that the United States takes towards a country like Cuba, where they're estimated to be approximately 35 political prisoners, and the approach we take to China, which probably has thousands of them. And I find it wanting. I think that we're very good at the verbiage, but very slow on taking actual steps to raise the pressure. You know, there are many mm-hmm. things that could be done: suspension of cultural ties, things like that, or joint military cooperation, suspension of trade talks, that sort of thing. Are starting to be appropriate given the level of repression in China.
We have 30 seconds left. Phelan Khan, a last word.
I just want to say that Ai Weiwei's release really puts paid to this fallacy often peddled by governments and diplomats that China is immune to pressure. The fact that Ai Weiwei has been released under circumstances we're not sure yet is actually as a result of the fact that there's been massive international support and revulsion about his detention. And the second thing is, I would urge Josh not to put off his protest, that, you know, his circumstances remain uncertain, and the Chinese government will be unrelenting in trying to silence him and others like him.
Josh, you're going to take that challenge?
I will take it under advisement.
You can always transform it without canceling it.
Yes, that's true.
All right, we'll see what happens with that. Josh Markle, an artist and organizer of what was supposed to be a vigil here in New York tomorrow for Ai Weiwei, the Chinese artist and dissident just released, and Phelan Khan, Asia researcher at Human Rights Watch. Thank you both very, very much. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.
Thank you.
Talk to you tomorrow, everybody.